Good morning once again. This is Channing Hinkle with the Oakland Church of Christ. So far this week, we've been looking at how we all suffer sickness and that sickness and disease are just part of a person's life on this earth. Often, we have little or no control over the diseases we get. Yeah, there's a lot of vaccines that prevent a lot of diseases, but still, there's many diseases that affect and take the lives of thousands of people every year. Things like cancer and heart disease and diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, stroke, all sorts of things that are suffered by the very people that we know and love. So why is it God allows such things? Now, I don't have all the answers, but I do want us to consider some thoughts. Sometimes God allows suffering and tragedy and disease to enter someone's life in order to get them to look to Him. You know, someone once said, some people won't look up to God until He puts them on their back. Sad, but true. There are many people who would still be lost in their sins if God had not allowed some tragedy to come into their life in order to get their attention. In the Bible time, some people came to Jesus only because they were sick. In Matthew chapter 8, the first three verses, it talks about when Jesus had come down from the mountain, the great multitudes followed Him. And a leper came and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean. And then Jesus put out His hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Do you suppose the leper of verse 2 here would have come to Jesus if he'd been in perfect health? All I know is he had leprosy. He came to Jesus because of it. Going on down to Matthew 8 there about verse 5. And when Jesus had entered Capernaum, there was a centurion that came to him. And he pleaded to Jesus, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that You should come into my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. And when Jesus heard that, He marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done to you or for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Here we have a centurion who came to Jesus because of suffering, because of sickness. His servant was paralyzed and tormented. What about the blind man in Luke chapter 18? There at the beginning of verse 35, it said that Jesus was coming near Jericho, and there was a certain blind man sitting by the road begging. And as he was hearing the multitude pass by, he asked, what did it mean? And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And the blind man cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people who saw it gave praise to God. You see, because of this man's blindness, his sickness, he cried out to Jesus, and he was thus healed. And because of that, he went about, it said he followed Jesus, and he glorified God, and the people who were there also gave praise to God. 2 Kings 5 tells the story of Naaman, the Syrian captain who had leprosy. Had he not had leprosy, he would have never turned to God. It was because of his disease that he went to Elisha and would go on to dip in the River Jordan 7 times and be healed. And Naaman would go on to say, indeed, now I know that there is no God in all earth except in Israel, giving praise and glory to God because of his leprosy. You see, suffering something in this life can actually make us better service to God, whether that is sickness or something else. Paul said his thorn in the flesh kept him from being exalted above measure. And maybe our suffering and our sickness and our disease, it might help us be better servants. The Bible is filled with cases where people came to God as a direct response to their sickness and suffering. Maybe that happened to you. If you're out there today and you're suffering and you're wondering why, maybe you need to turn to God, look to Him, look in the Scriptures, and come to Him, so that you can be saved in the end. Now, we're out of time today, but tomorrow we will look more at how we ought to respond to our sufferings and disease in this life. And as always, I'd like to invite you to come worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for class, at 10:20 for song and sermon, and 5 p.m. for Sunday night. Also, Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. We'd love to see you. May you have a blessed day.